It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Last night I went to the Trows' house to tell them how well I thought they had done with their music yesterday. And they had some of their neighbors there, and that they gave me an idea. Can you imagine that I would have a car, a tree, an owl, an apple, and a fish in that little bag? What do you suppose they are? Come to the kitchen, I'll show you. They're not real. Hi, fish. Not a real fish in here, no. Not a real car in here. A real car would be big, wouldn't it? Now, these are sponges. And the Trows' neighbors were making some sponge paintings. I thought it was a good idea to bring show you. Put some food coloring on them, but first I'll show you how we have a car. There's the car. See the painting that it makes? Here's a tree. Here's the owl. Is that the right side? No, this is. Owl. What was the next one? Apple. There's the apple. And a fish. There. Car, tree, owl, apple, fish. Could you think of a story that you could make up with all this? Well, a family could get in the car and go to the forest and see an owl there. Then you make up the rest about the apple and the fish, okay? But I'll show you more how to do these now. I just had a little food coloring left on it from when we did it before. Just a plate and some food coloring. That's what this is. Just squirt the food coloring on there like that. Grown-up could help you with this. Let's do some designs with the car. Car, 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 car. Lots of cars. Okay, now let's do some designs. Which one should I use next? I like that tree. Sometimes when you're doing things like this, you don't even want to talk or sing or anything. Just want to make them come out, right? This owl reminds me of X the Owl. My sister and I used to do sponge painting like this a lot when we were little. You know, put designs on the outside of wrapping paper so our parents could use them to wrap up presents and make them look nice. See, there's some owl designs with the tree. Four trees and eight owls. Put two owls in each tree. Yeah, just like to do some with the apple. Because I think that makes a nice design, that apple. You know, you can make a design that goes around like that. Or you could make a design goes out like that. Lots of different ways. And the fish one too. I think I'll put the fish right in the middle here. You know, I need to make a phone call. I was just thinking, there's a film that I want to show you of when I was a little boy that's getting ready, because I want to show you next week. And so I need to call these people to see if they're getting along well with the film. We'll get back to that. All right, Finney. Doesn't seem to be ringing. No sound on this phone. No, there must be something wrong with the telephone. Let's see, how could we report? Who's a neighbor? We could go to the Browns. Yeah, let's go to the Browns. Maybe they could let us use their phone. And come along. We'll just report our phone out of order. Funny. Go back after that. Hello, Bob and Judy.
Hi, Fred. Come on in.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Fred. What's up?
Oh, my telephone doesn't work.
What's the matter with it?
I pick it up and I don't even get a dial tone. There's no sound at all.
Why don't you use our phone to call the repair service?
I'd like to.
Yeah, okay, sure. Fine.
Thank
go ahead.
You.
Come on, it's over here.
Did you ever have that happen to you?
Several times. It's right there under the stage. See it?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
That's a handy place to keep. Hello? This a repair service? This is Fred Rogers calling. I don't get a dial tone on my phone, and I'd just like to report that it's out of order. No sound at all. Yeah, Fred Rogers. The corner house. Fine. Thank you very much. All right, then. Bye-bye. They said they'd send somebody over.
Oh, good. That's a relief.
What are you doing?
Well, I've got a string that's sort of broken. Can you hold this for me for a moment?
Sure.
I think that'll be easier. And we'll tie this nice and securely. There we go. It's better.
They all have to Thank be you. Tight, don't they?
Right.
What's this up here?
That's his voice.
This is the voice of the... of the tall duck. Is it a duck?
Mm-hmm. Actually, he's a dodo bird.
Dodo bird.
Mm-hmm.
That is really fun to make them move. I can make hand puppets work, but it's very hard for me to make these string puppets work.
These are a little bit more difficult.
Make it swing. Swing with the strings. Mm. You better go over to Bob, who knows
okay.
how to really work you. I'm going to see what Judy's doing. Thank
All
you,
right.
Bob.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.
Is everything taken care of?
Yeah, they said they'd send somebody over to fix it.
Oh, that's good.
What are you making?
Well, I'm finishing up some costumes, some puppet costumes. We have a little dress, mm-hmm. like that. And then we have something that I think is really sort of fun. We have a little coat that has all kinds of pockets over it.
Look at those pockets in here.
See that? They're real pockets,
They
too.
Certainly are. You can put something in each one. There's some in the front.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to belong to him right here when we get all done.
Oh. Well, now, wait a minute. How do you put the strings on it?
Oh, no, no. This is for hand puppets.
Oh.
See, with hand puppets, you can actually make the costume first.
As the glove, sort
As the
of.
Glove. Mm. With a marionette like these over here, we have to actually make the costume right on the body.
Oh, because...
So, because of the strings. You wouldn't be able to dress them after you put the strings on.
Oh, I see.
You know? So the strings go right through the costume.
I see. Is that interesting?
See, it's sewn right along the arm there.
Who is this fancy?
Oh, he's the magician from Aladdin and His Lamp.
Nice. You have great work here. It must be fun to do what you do.
It is. Yeah. We never get tired of it.
Thank you for loaning me your phone.
Oh, sure.
I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, I wonder where the trouble is. Well, we'll find out. Come on in. Just gonna check that phone just once and see. Nope. No sound at all. Well, this certainly isn't anything that we would fool with. No, because all telephones belong to the telephone company. Yeah, that wire goes from there over into here. This is another part. But the person who comes to check it will take care of all that. In the meantime, we could have some make-believe. Telephone repair remind me of a man who manufactures cornflake espresso. Maybe that's somebody now from the phone company. Looks like it might be.
Well, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, Mr. Welsh from the telephone company.
Mr. Welsh, won't you come in?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. This is my television neighbor, Mr.
Hello.
Welsh. Hey, the phone's right over here, Mr.
Okay.
Welsh.
Let me take a look at it
Welcome
for you.
Welcome to sit down, if you like.
All right, thank you very much.
I was just saying to my friend that the telephone was certainly nothing that we would fool with. Because, for one thing, it doesn't belong to us.
No, this is true, and it takes a lot of schooling. We have schooling ourselves and learning all about these telephones. This particular piece here, if anything goes wrong with that, we have to send it straight back to the factory because...
The whole piece?
The whole unit goes back to the factory.
But this you
but
might
this,
be able
can,
to do something
We can
like.
Repair this here and find out a lot of time the trouble in here. No, we're getting, trouble's not there. We'll have to look elsewhere for it.
We just see it a little bit.
Yeah.
What's
this? This is the bell.
Mm-hmm.
And this here, the main thing in here that you would understand, and this is a switch hooks, which hang up the phone. When you hang the phone up, they disengage and cut off your dial tone and work it again.
Well, I can see why you'd have to learn so much about that. Looks like a complicated instrument. Do you have any children, Mr. Welsh?
Yes, I do. I have nine of my own, and I have a lot of trouble with them, keeping them out of my own tools.
Oh, I bet they're interested in your tools, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Well, you know, tools are, have a relationship with the person who has them. Probably because they like you so much, they like your tools.
That's nice. Let me check down here for you. We'll see. The trouble might be in here or in a cord somewhere.
Mm-hmm. This is like a telephone itself, that thing you're using there.
This it is. Here, you want to take a look at it? The trouble's not here, so you can look at that while I put the cover back on. That's what we use for testing and checking the lines with. Mm. You notice we have a... you can receive and talk in it, and we also have a dial here.
Noticed that.
Same.
Yeah. What about some of these others? You have a whole pouch of tools here. These yeah. some of the ones your children are interested in?
They're interested in all of them, the same as all children are. Even your friends, I know, would be interested in,
you bet.
In all of those tools.
Now, does the phone company give you all these tools to yeah, work with?
They provide us with all the tools.
A whole lot of screwdrivers?
Here's the, our cutters and our long-nose pliers.
All special things for the phones, huh?
Yes, they are.
With these. These are a little bit the same, but they're different, you see.
Mm-hmm. Here's
What's
a nice
that?
Hole. That's a screw holder. I'll show you.
Screw holder?
Mm-hmm.
It must hold a screw, is that it?
Yeah, it's for hard to get places. I have a screw now.
You have any? Well, just show me where it... Does the screw fit on the top? Is that
yeah.
it?
Yeah. They go... It fits on the top here, and it holds the screw in place.
I see. Then it's easier to start it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Isn't it?
And here's a drill we'll use also.
You need so many things. Well, as I say, my friend and I are interested in all sorts of things, especially that telephone and why it doesn't work.
Well, we have a film down at our office all about telephones and how they work, and if you're interested in it, maybe I can see if you could have it and show it to your friends.
Like that.
Well, Mr. McFeely, he delivers over that way, so I'll see if he can come pick it up, all right?
Well, he certainly delivers here, too.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Mr. Welch.
Thank you, sirs.
You'll let us know, will
you? We'll give you a call and let you know when your phone's back in service.
Yeah. Good. Really glad you'd come so promptly.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. One of the many people in a neighborhood who help others. Yeah. Well, I'm sure it'll take a while for that to get fixed since the trouble isn't here. So we'll just go on with our make-believe. Think about Cornflake especially. And what about X the Owl as a helper to Cornflake especially? All right? Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
I'm a man who manufactures, who sells his swings and chairs. I'm a man who manufactures chairs in everywhere. I'm a man who manufactures. Well, I've sold all my swings. Now I need somebody to watch for customers while I make more. A sale is
a busy day.
Oh, Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Do you have any more swings for me to deliver, Corny?
Oh, no, I don't. But King Friday wants a swing for his back garden, and I don't have time to finish it.
Well, you could use an extra helper right about now, couldn't you, Corny?
I certainly could, Mr. McFeely.
Well, didn't X help you yesterday, Corny?
Oh, X was a great help.
Well, why don't you just ask him again?
Oh, I don't know if he'd want to.
Well, you'll never know unless you ask him.
Why, you're right, Mr. McFeely. Would you mind asking him for me?
I wouldn't mind at all. I'll go right now, Corny.
Oh, thank you.
X. X the Owl. X. X the Owl. Are you home?
Oh, well, hi, Mr. McFeely. What's up?
Well, are you busy, X?
Oh, not especially busy. Why?
Well, Corny wonders if you could help him out again today.
He does? Again? Did he think I was a good helper yesterday?
He told me he really appreciated the help you gave him.
Whoopee! It's a nifty feeling to know somebody needs your help.
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh, tell Corny I'll be right over as soon as I put my things away.
Okay, X, see you in a minute.
Oh, boy.
X says he'll be right over, Corny.
He didn't mind?
It seemed to make him feel good.
Well, I'm glad to ask him.
Well, your helper's here, Corny.
Well, I'm mighty glad to see you, helper. Will you stay out here and watch for customers while I go inside and finish King Friday's garden swing? It's almost ready.
Oh, I'll be glad to.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome, Corny.
I'll see ya. Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. Well, here I am.
There you are, X.
Chairs for sale. Swings for sale. Get all your swinging, rocking things at Corny's.
Well, X, you certainly are a good helper for Corny.
Do you really think so, Mr. McFeely?
I certainly do, X. I certainly do.
Oh, boy. I'm an owl who is a helper who helps to sell the swings. I'm an owl who helps to sell the swings and everything. I'm an owl who is a helper.
He's an owl who is a helper who helps to sell the swings. He's an owl who is a helper and he sells us. Is that somebody at the door? Dum ba dum ba da da helper. Here's a helper. You'll see who it is.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. McFeely here, and here's a delivery for you, Mr. Rogers.
How are you, Mr. McFeely?
I'm fine, thank you.
This the film from Mr. Welsh.
That's right.
Come on in. How about seeing it with me?
Well, you know, I like looking at movies, but I'm very busy today, so I just better speedy deliver right on out of here.
Can you wait just a second?
Oh, all right.
This may be for you. Hey, the phone's working.
Back in order.
Yeah, I just noticed. Hello? Mr. Welsh. Yes, well, Mr. McFeely just came, and it's the first time the phone has rung. Where? The central office. Oh, I see. Said the trouble was at the central office, and that's what's in the film. Want to say hello to Mr. McFeely?
Yeah, all right. McFeely here. Yes, yes, I made your speedy delivery. Well, all righty. Good day and speedy delivery to you.
Thanks, Mr. Welsh. We really appreciate it. Okay, I will. And my best to your children. Bye-bye. He said, give your television neighbor my best.
Where did he say the trouble was?
At the central office, and he said that that's what's pictured in this film.
Well, I'm certainly glad your phone's back in order. Well, I'm very busy, so I'll just speed it over your way.
Okay, Mr. McFeely. Give my best to your wife.
I will, and thank you, and a good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day to you. Let's take a look at this very small film and see where the trouble was with our phone. Take a look at the film that Mr. Welsh sent on Picture Picture. Boy, doesn't that look complicated? Think how much you have to know to be able to work in a place like that. Hey, that looks like that phone that Mr. Welsh had. I wonder what he's doing. Must be repairing that wire. Well, what we did was to find some trouble, ask for some help, and get the trouble fixed. These are some things you might want to do on the weekend or any time. The car, the tree, the owl, the apple and the fish, all in the bag. Think about your story with the car, tree, owl, apple, fish. How fast can you say that? Car, tree, owl, apple, fish. That's hard. Now I need to clean these things up and get ready to go. Need to clean my hands, too. Have you noticed my fingers? This is just the vegetable color that we used for the printing. Rub hard and that'll come off. Now the plate. Oh, that's beautiful. Wait, look, you see that come off.
that ever nice. Go. Have to let that dry there. Get another tea towel for that. Well, take these on off. Say, why was it I wanted to use the phone in the first place? Oh, I know, to call about that film for next week. You sing the good feeling song while I'm calling, okay? Hello? This is Fred Rogers calling. Just wanted to check on that film that I needed for next week. Good. That's fine. Yeah, that gives me a good feeling to know it will be. Good. Thank you. Bye-bye. It'll be ready. Today, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make each week a special week for me. You know how. By just your being you. Sure. There's only one person in this whole world who's exactly like you. And that's you yourself. Oh, the film. I knew there was something we needed to remember. There it is. We'll get that back to Mr. Welsh. Have you back next week. I like you just the way you are. Bye-bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.